Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday night, it's 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're listening to The Ooze. I'm T.C. Downey, and, well, April Fool's. There's no Jason Sorrell tonight. He, I don't know, hasn't showed up yet. So, joke's on us. Also, for the huge crowd in the chat room, if you guys stick around, all the latecomers will actually slide in. So the show really will kick off in about, I don't know, 10 to 15 minutes of me painfully talking to myself. No, but anyway, while we're waiting for Jason, because I'm sure sooner or later he'll realize that it's time for him to call in. I did want to mention that there has been a comparison photo that is being passed around on Facebook. And the comparison photo is between the two highest poobahs in, two highest grand poobahs in, I don't know, well, if I could even say that with a straight face, the Dirty Pope or the new Black Pope, Zach, and his nemesis, the Ipsissimus of Tentacles, Venger, comparatively, have both released competitive body shots. What is interesting to me is I'm pretty certain if you shaved all the fur off of Zach, he would actually be just as big as Venger. So I'm a little confused there because, I mean, I didn't realize until the two photos were, like, side by side, but, and Derek's looking pretty weak. I'm sure it's all trim and pretty, it's probably waxes twice a day or something to get the tentacles off, or the barnacles off, rather. But hopefully Zach Black's new mission with the, with his light beard diet, will work out. So sure, I get that out there. And for those of you folks that enjoy the LOLs of it all, we're not going to go too long here before I'm just going to pick up the phone and call Jason. He must have fallen asleep or something, so I'm not going to try to pull Jason Sorrell and carry the show all by myself. I will get that motherfucker up on the phone. So if you guys will just hang in there while I run, I'm going to run this Creative Oddity Studios commercial until I got Jason's, actually the Ooze image ad space. It's like 2 minutes or something like that. I'm going to run that until I get Jason up here on the air. So just hold in there, and if you're really interested, go check out the before and after pictures of Derek and, well, Zach, because it's quite comical. Here we go.
Hey, Ooze fans. Jason Sorrell here, co-host of the Ooze Luminous and Outbreak Editions. I wanted to call your attention to the image at the top of the page featuring the Ooze logo, a Sin image, Creative Oddity Studios logo, and some other ads we've got running there. This space is available on a limited basis to people who want to reach our audience. And if you haven't noticed this image before, you do now. Because, let's face it, people are generally good little sheep. So every time they hear this ad, whether it's in the live broadcast or the archives, they're going to go look at that image and they're going to see your image if it's up there. Now, your image or your message to our audience could be anything. It could be about a website, a project you're undertaking, a product you're offering our audience, a special event you have upcoming in the future, or a message to a special someone that you know will be listening to the Ooze. And there are lots of folks who listen to the Ooze, both the live broadcast and the audio archive. So if you'd like to see your image up there in that space, it could be up there seen 4 times a week at a really terrific rate. And keep in mind that certain limitations do apply. Your ad could be ran during our 4 shows at 4 times a week for up to an hour, sometimes 2 hours every show. Your ad will be repeated with the other 5 ads that are up there.
Unfortunately, I'm unable to answer the phone right now.
$5 for a week block, or if you want it for a full month, we'll do a full month for $10 for that block. Or if you want to go a whole year, you can get a whole year's worth of advertising, your ad being repeated, this image up there at the top of our page, during the news broadcast and while people are listening to the archives for $50 a year. So if you have a message that you want to reach our audience, well, I think that's a really great price. Now, keep in mind, certain limitations do apply. There's image size restrictions, content restrictions, and there's only a limited amount of space and a limited amount of time that your ad can be ran. If you want to get a hold of me for details, my name is Jason Sorrell, and you can reach me at my email address, sorrellart@hotmail.com. That is sorrellart@hotmail.com. Go ahead and shoot me an email to get the details and talk about what it is you want put up there. We'll go ahead and hash all those details out and get your ad up there, and you'll be speaking to the Ooze audience through that image block that's up there at the top of our page. This is Jason Sorrell for Ooze, and I'm out.
Okay, so, yeah, that didn't work. I tried calling Jason twice. he must have got kidnapped by zombies or something, but, Zach, this isn't Jason. This is TC. If you can't figure that out, or maybe you're listening to the recording as it goes right now. That's actually Jason's answering machine. So, Zach. I mean, feel free to call in, dude. We'll try to roll this thing without Jason Sorrell this evening. It's really rather comical, considering I talked to him just like 2 hours ago for a while, and he had shitty had going on. He was going to be doing stuff. I can't imagine, like, I don't know, is his sleep apnea kicked in or some shit, maybe. I have no idea. I mean, he's even posted up on the front page of Sin, and so, yeah, that's rather peculiar. So we were going to talk about Lost Purgis Knox, but I don't know that I have the proper show notes in front of me to do this. So I guess when Zach calls him, we'll do whatever we're going to do. Maybe we'll hit him up and find out how his Bud Light diet's going. If he thinks that next month he'll be showing Derek Dishaw what real muscles look like. That would be kind of funny. And I know I'm ragging on Venger a little bit tonight, but, I mean, the guy does post pictures of himself in his underwear on the Internet, so what are you really going to say about that? Zach, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, man? So what's up with Jason, man? Is he missing in action?
Yeah, apparently, man. I like I was just saying a few minutes ago, dude, I just talked to him a couple hours ago. And he had some stuff going on at the house that he had to finish up before the show, but he was on it like white on rice, man. So.
Okay. Well, I guess it'll be like old times. I guess it'll be like old times. I guess you and I will roll the show then. What are we talking about?
he just rolled in on the air. So, what's up, Jason?
Oh. Holy Christ, man. My brother Jonathan, we're 2 years apart. He called me at about 9:20. My daughter Vanessa is planning to take a trip back up to Indiana after she graduates, kind of her graduation gift. And the call should have been as simple as, you know, these are the details. This is when she's planning on flying. This is what she's expecting, and that's it. You know, it should have been 10 minutes. But my brother, like me, can kind of, he's a little, he likes to talk, basically. And, yeah, he's very verbose, very loquacious. And he just went on and on and on and on. And I didn't want to, I don't talk to him enough, apparently. So I didn't want to just cut him off. But here I am about 10 till 10 going, okay, John, well, you know, hey, I got this show thing I got to do. I need to get off the phone. And he goes, okay, cool. Yeah. Yeah. Go to your show. Hey, by the way, I'm sitting here, you know, talking about the kids and everything else. Yeah. Yeah. It's 5 till. Hey, John, you know, hey, I really got to go. All right. Yeah. Cool, man. Well, you know, it's good talking to you. And hey, oh, by the way, your dad's doing this and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Yeah. So 10 minutes after, 10, I'm finally rolling in. So, I'm getting plugged in right now, man. Hang on a second.
Wait a minute. Jason, are you – you're not saying that you're long-winded, are you? The man that makes 20-minute YouTube videos?
Oh, I know. I know I'm long-winded, man. I totally – I work at it. Definitely. I love the sound of my own voice. It's like, you know, it's almost like, you know, it's yeah, phonic masturbation. The sound of my own voice just is just awesome to me. So yeah.
Right on. So Zach, I'm wondering, how do you feel that your first entry of photographs rivals that of Andrew Satanis?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Your first entry of photograph, your new Bud Light diet, man.
Oh yeah, yeah. I thought I looked pretty sexy. I mean, you know. Yeah, I'm hoping that everybody gets that's a joke. I mean, I know you guys do because we're all very familiar with the assistants, but
yeah.
Some people that don't know, like, what I'm poking fun at are probably like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
I'm convinced, man, if we shaved that fur off of you, you would have just as big of muscles as Derek. I've been kind of looking back and forth.
You know what, man? I actually made the mistake of, like, shaving my chest hair off, and I got, like, the muscle definition of, like, a 4-year-old toddler. I'm just like, okay, no. The hair actually hides my lack of muscle definition. Otherwise, I look like I'm 4 years old.
So is it just the muscle definition of a 4-year-old toddler?
Yeah, yeah. I look at baby pictures of myself, and then I look at pictures of myself without any chest hair, and I'm like, it's the same guy. I'm just bigger. That's it. Hey, I wasn't planning to call in. I don't want to sidetrack your show, but I got a funny story. You guys give me 5 minutes to tell this to you? Okay. So last night, I didn't get off work till like midnight. It was busy as fuck. I'm sitting out, having a smoke. All of a sudden, my neighbor upstairs comes back, and he's with, like, fucking 4 girls and, like, 2 dudes, and they're all like, drunk and fucked up. You know, and I was, like, planning on going to bed, like, you know, in the near future, but he's also one of the biggest coke dealers on this side of the beach, and he sells ecstasy and shit. So, anyway, you can probably see where this is going. Like, you know, I had nothing better to do, right? I'm already drunk. It's like I don't have to work today till 3. So it's like, and he's like, hey, come on up, man. You know, party. So I go up there, you know. We do a fucking truckload of cocaine, drop some ecstasy and shit. You know, and it was all fun and shit, right? And we're just getting drunk and shit, you know. And, you know, the sun's starting to come up. And I'm thinking to myself, that's probably getting, you know, going home. Some dude shows up and he's all like, got his ass kicked in Tijuana. His face is all busted up and he's all pissed off. You know, all right. Well, here's where it gets weird. Is when the cocaine was gone, all the chicks left. No surprise, right? That's usually
right.
How that shit works out. Okay, so now it's me and there's this dude, this amateur mixed martial artist. And he's up there and he's talking about how tough he is. Well, the guy like pulls this like queer card, like, and like starts like, he keeps calling me Baby Blue Eyes, and like he's like sitting next to me, and he's like keeps like bouncing his leg up and down because he's all fucking coked out and shit. But he keeps on doing it intentionally, like to nudge me, like so he's like rubbing his legs on me and shit, like playing footsie, you know. And yeah, I don't want to start any shit with this fucking professional fighter, right? But the guy, like, won't stop calling me Baby Blue Eyes. And then he starts talking about, like, when he was in jail and, like, sucking people's dicks. And he just, like, got real queer on me, man. And I was, like, way too fucking high to, like, deal with this shit, right? You know? And, I mean, it's my upstairs neighbor. He wasn't the one. It was one of his guests. But, yeah, like, you know, I think I'm going to go. And then he, like, wouldn't let me leave. Like, he, like, stood in the hallway and was like, oh, don't go, man. I'm like, dude, I got to go to work, man. I, you know, I'm calling a night. But the guy was, like, physically intimidated me, man. I was, like, sexually harassed and shit. I was pissed. Like, what are you going to do? This guy was, like getting all, like, Debo style and shit. Like, this is, like, the guy you do not want to be your bunkmate in jail.
Sounds like you better learn to fight.
Yeah.
I
got out of there
your...
safely. Yeah.
Right on. Well, see, that's what happens when you don't wear your black Fruit of the Loom underwear to make your muscles look more swell, man. They try to rape you.
That's what I should have done. I should have wore my black little Speedos, you know?
Yeah. So let me get this right.
I've never been sexually harassed by a man. Not quite like that. Like, not that overtly anyway. You know, I mean, we've all been hit up by, like, you know, gay guys, whatever. But this guy, like, had no tact about it. He was just, like, basically, the comment that he made is, he goes, my roommate's name is, the guy upstairs, his name's Christian. He's like, well, I'm like, I'm taking off, man. And he's like, well, I think I'm going to go and fuck Christian up the ass because I need a piece of ass tonight. I'm like, all right, man, have fun with that. I'm going home.
Wow,
yeah.
What are we talking about tonight? Valpurgis Nacht?
Yeah, I kind of wanted to talk about, because I know that every time it comes up, every year when it comes up with Valpurgis Nacht, there's this, you know, a lot of people come on and go, oh, you know, why do you celebrate that? Or, you know, who celebrates that shit? Or why would you bother? Or then there's people, you know, who go, you know, oh, I do it every year. And, you know, it's always, you know, oh, you're a LeVay following douchebag or whatever. All that shit. So I kind of want to talk about that, especially since it's coming up in 30 days. And I really have no plans as far as Walpurgis Nacht is concerned, not like last year. So I thought I would get it out there, see what people do or don't do, what their feelings on the whole Walpurgis Nacht holiday might be, why they think what they think, that kind of thing. So hey, if you want to call in and share your thoughts on Walpurgis Nacht, 347-989-1371. Zach, do you celebrate Walpurgis Nacht? Do you make a point of doing something special on April 30th?
Yeah, I usually get drunk, but that's pretty much every day. But that's probably what I'll be doing April 30th as well. You know, honestly, if somebody has a little historical background of Walpurgis Nacht, because I'm kind of scratching my head trying to remember exactly what the holiday is. It's like some pagan rite of spring or something, right?
Well, the name Walpurgis Nacht, it's one of these holidays that's been co-opted by the Catholics. So it's like Christmas, it's like All Saints Day, it's like, you know, so many other holidays, that it started out as a pagan holiday, and then some chick got martyred. So Saint Walpurgis in Germany was martyred or whatever, doing, you know, whatever she does. Like she refused to fellate some horde of Roman soldiers or something. So they raped her anyways and then killed her, and that's why she's a saint now. I don't know how that works or the standards or anything, because I'm not Catholic, but that's what I understand. So that's how we end up with Walpurgis Nacht being on April 30th, the day before Beltane, which is the big pagan holiday on the calendar. A lot of people think the big pagan holiday would be Halloween or Samhain or whatever the hell they say it, Samhain. If you're cool, you pronounce it Samhain. Right. But the Beltane's the big one, the merging the goddess and god. And like Halloween, with these different Catholic holidays, a lot of the pagan superstition kind of, you know, seeped into it. So like Halloween's the day before All Saints Day. So All Saints Day is a big holy festival, or was at one time a big holy festival for the Catholics. Well, then they had to have this day of balance before it. So if you're going to have this big holy day, well, then there has to be a day where it's kind of dark and evil. And that's how you end up with Halloween. While Pergasnacht has the same sort of, you know, deal going on, if Beltane, May Day, is a big high holy day for the pagans, well, then you have to have a day of balance before it. So you have this Walpurgisnacht or May Day Eve. So that's the historical background. And it's what's funny about all this, as far as LaVey is concerned, you know, he wants to make Walpurgisnacht the big day for the it's the founding of the Church of Satan. So we're celebrating the anniversary of the founding Church of Satan. And he goes and does this on Walpurgisnacht. But then I think at some point, correct me if I'm wrong, LaVey experts out there, if you know what you're talking about, LaVey came across when he talked about holidays, celebrating holidays. He was very much against the idea of celebrating this solar kind of, you know, holiday or solar worship, because we weren't an agricultural society anymore. So there's no point in celebrating the different high holidays, the different, you know, either the pagan holidays or the co-opted Catholic holidays, because we weren't, you know, harvesting crops or culling animals or anything anymore. So it didn't make sense to him. Yet he has this holiday that happens to fall on the biggest, you know, agricultural holiday of the pagan calendar.
You know, it kind of seems like with LaVey, like, you know, I remember he mentioned, like, in 1966 on Walpurgisnacht, he shaved his head and declared it, you know, year one, Annus Satanus or whatever. You know, yeah, it's like, I don't know, I think it's just kind of smoke and mirrors, like a lot of what LaVey does, but, yeah,
right.
That's interesting. I actually didn't know that was the history of Walpurgisnacht, but I don't celebrate it. I mean,
Yeah, see, I don't have any trouble at all celebrating a holiday where a girl became a saint because she got raped by a Roman legion. I mean, there's just something cool about that to me. So, matter of fact, I think this year for Walpurgisnacht, we should offer free sainthood for any interested parties.
There you go. Dress up like Roman soldiers, run around town.
let me ask you guys something, because both of you, you know, are fathers. Well, we're all fathers, but both of you have raised children. Like, what's your take on, like, celebrating, like, say, Christmas? I mean, how do you approach that? Because, I mean, as a Satanist, why are you going to celebrate, you know, Christmas? But at the same time, you know, your kids in society are expecting this. So do you just take the Jesus out of Christmas and play the Santa Claus card, or
yes.
How do you guys roll with that?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Okay.
It's a secular holiday for us. It's an American tradition. In my household, we treat it as kind of a national holiday. It's a reason to buy one another gifts and celebrate being a family and celebrate around, you know, these different little traditions. We do the prank gift every year. But there's no discussion of Jesus, no discussion of the birth of a God or anything like that, none of that. It's all about greed and avarice, and, you know, it's Avarice Day for us. You know, that's how we celebrate it here.
Right on. I mean, what could be wrong about celebrating gluttony and greed and I don't know, whatever else you want to lump into there that Christmas has come to represent. I mean, to me, if we celebrate that holiday and we make any kind of remark, it's just that it's sort of the beginning of the impending doom of an asshole that was willing to give up a good thing to get himself nailed to a cross. I mean, it's like counting down. Here's the beginning of that 33-year mark. 33 years till Nine Inch Nails, you know?
That's right.
Right, right.
We're all older than Jesus here.
Well, I want to throw in, too, that, you know, if you're, as a Satanist, part of my thinking is if you're a Satanist, well, then other people's standards or other people's concerns about what you do or do not do should be meaningless. It should be, you know, you set your own standards, you do what you're going to do. So if you celebrate the holiday because you enjoy it, well, then fucking enjoy it and don't worry about what anybody else has to say. And I know that, I mean, we give other people shit here. I mean, that's what we do. We're here for entertainment. So, you know, it's fun to talk shit about other people. But, you know, you got to give somebody like Derek Dishaw props for basically doing whatever the hell he's going to do. So I know we talk a lot of shit about the dude. And I'm not, you know, hugging his nuts, basically. But if we're talking about those standards, that standard just by itself, as a Satanist, you do what the fuck you want to do and try not to give a shit about what anybody else thinks. You know, he's cornered the market almost to the point where it's ridiculous. Silence.
Rewind, play that again.
He's cornered the market on doing what the fuck he's going to do regardless of what anybody else thinks. You know, he's got his own standards. And he's to the point of being ridiculous, to the point where we do goof on him. We do make fun of him because, you know, he's so far out in left field. But if you're talking about in Satanism, one of the standards being you do what the fuck you're going to do and don't worry about what anybody else and the consequences what anybody else thinks, he does that shit.
Yeah, I guess we could pat him on the back for being an asshat and being proud of it. I mean, we could do that.
Right, and I'm not, you know, patting him on the back for it or anything. I'm just saying that, you know, we talk about other people's standards. And the reason I bring this up, the reason I even make mention of this, is because the last time we talked about Christmas, we had people give us shit about calling out somebody else for their whatever, they're practicing, you know, Christian whatever, being involved in some shit. And then we turned around and said, you know, Christmas is all right with us. And we're still saying the same thing. Christmas is all right with us. And in the context of where that went down is if you are hardcore about your own religious values, if you are hardcore about, let's say, Satanism, you are absolutely opposed to any other religion, and then you find yourself participating in some, you know, some sort of rite or holiday or whatever to appease other people, well, then that standard right there that I just mentioned, where you do your own thing, you don't give a fuck about the consequences, you kind of have to go, well, there's some hypocrisy going on there if you went ahead and engaged in this just to appease or just to satisfy, you know, you talk shit about not doing that and not bending to the will of other people, and then you do that kind of thing. So that's where that kind of went.
Right,
so I just want to make sure.
Well, we can pat ourselves on the backs for being asshats as well, and that's all
right,
man.
Right. So we got a call on the line here real quick. Let me go ahead and bring this dude on the line. Oh, wait, no, it's not. Wait, never mind. It's the 213 area code, and I keep forgetting. Oh, all right, you just stay on mute. You're on a not going to hang up on you, but we'll just leave you sitting there. I'd love to know who that is. You know, that'd be great if the 213 or 213
okay.
For you know what? I'm going to start making up a narrative for the 213 area code person. You know, I'm going to assume that it's a chick, okay? Cuz a dude just because the nature, the masculine nature, this is being real stereotypical, and if you're a woman out there listening, well, you know, yeah, sorry about, you know, the ovaries or whatever if they get all up in a wad about this. But I think a dude would, you know, would speak out, unless he's just a real pussy. So I'm going to say that this 213 air code, it's a chick, probably a lonely chick, probably has a lot of cats and stuff, and she got turned on to the ooze because she thinks that TC and I sound sexy when we talk, and she's always in here listening and stroking her pussies. Cats, stroking her cats. Dude, what are you doing?
I'm calling 213. Hey, I'm going to find out who it is.
They're not going to. She's not going to answer. Oh, that's too bad. They're still mute. They're still holding on the line. Yeah. So, yeah, this is what I'm at. I'm going to come up with a whole narrative. Every show, you know, Sunday night, especially Sunday night, I will have a new story for the 213 chick. So 213 chick right now, the story is, see if I make any continuity arrows, too, when we're doing this. It's a lonely chick. She's a woman. She's got a bunch of cats. And she's listening in on mute or whatever because she thinks that, you know, TC and I sound sexy on the ooze on her internet. So this is like internet porn for her right here. You know, a couple dudes talking shit about, you know, other people, politics and everything. Yeah, yeah. Rub one out for me if you want to reach it. What's up?
It could also be Zach's martial arts lover. So
oh yeah, I hope not. I gotta be careful. I gotta be careful what I say around these parts now because. People be calling me Zach Black and shit. I gotta like censor myself. It's fucked up. I want to touch upon something. Like, you guys remember when Derek got his daughter baptized, right? And he posted these pictures, right? You know, and he's all dressed in black, looking gloomy and shit, you know, in some church.
And he's clearly not happy, like, right.
Yeah. And, like, a lot of people gave him a lot of flack for that, but, like, I understood why he did it. Like, you know, okay, it's appease the in-laws, right?
Yeah.
But what he did is instead of just saying that, like, hey, man, you know, I'm just trying, you know, just trying to smooth shit over at the in-laws, he, like, pulled up this whole big thing where, well, you know, Jesus is left-hand pass. I was like, oh, no, you did not. Why didn't you just fucking come out and say the real reason instead of making up some bullshit?
Well, because it either has to be in line with his whole thing. You know, he does what he wants to do, or he's a hypocrite. He's being hypocritical. And it's not like being a hypocrite is, you know, anything new to anybody. So before we get, you know, messages on YouTube and everything else about how, oh, you guys are calling, say somebody's a hypocrite. You guys are hypocritical about this. Yeah, we know. We're hypocritical, too. So we're ahead of beyond that. But, yeah, I think that's what it was, is, you know, instead of doing what he should have done, hey, you know, every once in a while, it is in your best interest to concede to pressure and do things to make things easier in your life. Instead, he tried to bullshit his way out of it. And anybody with a brain in their head, you know, knew it was bullshit, which, you know, when you typically don't deal with people with brains in their heads, well, you know, you've got a certain mode of behavior.
In all fairness, I'm pretty certain it's because Derek's extremely concerned about his public appearance, and he doesn't want anybody to know that his nuts are in that baby's mama's purse. So, I mean, he has no choice but to do that, man.
Yeah. And what guy, you know, again, I'm not trying to back this guy up, but what dude hasn't been there, you know, where, you know, it's
right
whatever the chick says, you're going to do it. But, if, you know, it would have been the man up thing to do, to sit there and just say, you know, it was either go to church this one day and watch this little girl be baptized, or hear about this shit for the rest of my life, you know?
It's not like he's in California or Florida where there's a lot of stuff going on. For Christ's sake, he lives in Madison, Wisconsin, so he wouldn't just hear it from his in-laws and his old lady. He would hear it from absolutely everybody. It'd be like he'd stop in the barber shop to get, you know, his chest hair done and waxed off or whatever. And the barber would be like, dude.
TC, if I can stop you real quick. It's not a barbershop when you go to do that. It's a beauty salon. So he'd be stepping in and stepping into a beauty salon. But go ahead with your story.
I'm just saying that the barber would be like, dude, you know, why didn't you show up to your daughter's baptism? What the fuck's wrong with you? I mean, he would just never live it down.
Yeah,
he'd
there's
a prayer.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You should go baptized, don't you know?
Well, that's just it. Like I could totally understand like why he would do it, right? But honestly, if I was in that position, I don't think I'd be posting the pictures all over Facebook, because now you're just asking for, you know, people to come at you. But you know, like I was my fiance, my ex-fiance, for 9 years, and freaking every goddamn fucking Thanksgiving, her parents would come out from California. We're living in Phoenix, and we'll come out. And we'd have this big Thanksgiving dinner. And they fucking hated me. But they were really religious. And, like, it was like, you know, they make this big fucking dinner. And it was like, okay, time to say grace. And everybody hold hand at the table. Like, I could have stood up and be like, oh, fuck you. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Now, you know what?
Yeah.
It takes 3 minutes. And just hold the hands, you know, look at your plate of food and just, you know, wish for it to be gone. And just do that, you know, 3 minutes out of the year, and then you don't get any shit about it.
Right. Well, there's, and I've always made that point to these people that sit there and say that, you know, Satanists should be going to war and burning churches down or whatever. You know what? Pick your battles. You know, it's one thing to be, you know, opposed to society and working your way to erode the influences or whatever. That's one thing. You've got your subtle little war going on. It's another thing to put your ass in jail. Or to, you know, blackball yourself from any family events from that point forward, or to just make yourself look like an ass. I mean, that would be the big thing. It's like, you know, nobody's impressed but you in your own mind. And now whatever benefit you might have gotten out of being around these people is gone. The free fucking meal you would have gotten on Thanksgiving, you pissed that away. because, you know, you didn't want to, you know, I don't know, fucking hold hands and shit. Although I imagine, Zach, you probably like the whole hand-holding thing, right?
Well, yeah, you know, I didn't mind it until they asked me to say grace 1 year, and I was just like, oh, come on. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for this food that I just bought that put me $100 in the hole. I appreciate that. God bless.
That's awesome. You know, just for anybody that's wondering, this is all absolutely related to tonight's topic, Wolfsburger's Knock. So I just wanted to make sure.
If you guys, and you want to call in, 347-999-1371. We're taking your phone calls. Your thoughts on Wolfsburger's Knock. What we do here, by the way, last year we had a party. That's what we did. And any excuse to have a party is a reason to have a party here at the Sorrell household. So, you know, we had a party, got a little drunk, a couple of girls got a little naked. You know, it was a good time. Pretty sure it was last year. I don't remember. This year, the thought process was originally that we didn't want to do it here. We wanted to maybe do it at, you know, maybe somebody else's place or go someplace or whatever. If nobody comes up and says, we're doing this, we're going to have a get-together or whatever, then our plan was Jamie and I were going to go out. My girlfriend and I were going to go out. We're going to have a nice steak dinner someplace, maybe go to a bar, you know, get a little toasted and everything. And then we're going to go home and see if how much, you know, she could take being tied up to the hooks in the ceiling and that kind of thing. Just, you know, how much you love Satan, basically. That was our plan. But now we're talking about maybe we'll have some sort of get-together. We'll invite people over and shit. Probably won't be the big to-do it was the year before. And I'm trying to find links to – I have that pictures from that party on the internet someplace. So I'll look into that while you guys carry on.
Jason, I'll tell you what, man. If you know, you find yourself in San Diego on April 30th, you know, party here.
right on.
Didn't that last Wolfsburger's party end with? Okay. Didn't that last Wolfsburger's party end with somebody losing their lover? I don't want to mention any names, but.
Yeah, now he's with my daughter and shit, so.
Well,
didn't work
even
out
better.
For me either. Didn't work out for me either. All right?
wait a minute. You let that man around your daughter?
Say what?
Man around your daughter?
Are you calling Lehi a man? Come on.
Well,
he's a good dude, man. Lehi kicked ass. He's been very respectful, very cool. You know, it could have been a really awkward situation, but I think it's a good match, and it's working out well. So
good.
Yeah, they're all right.
No, you know, actually, I mean, I'm just poking fun. I really like Lehi, and you know what? It's kind of like. I mean, I'm sure it's a little bit different if it's your daughter, but it's kind of like somebody dating your sister, where it's like, you know what? I'd rather have a friend of mine date my sister than some random jackass off the street, you know? At least somebody that I can respect. It's probably the same way with your daughter.
That's one of the bonuses for me is that, yeah, Lehi is a good dude. I know who he is, and he's dating Vanessa, and that kind of works out, you know? So... yeah, it could have been some random douchebag that I had to put up with, you know, but no, instead I've got a douchebag that I already know. So,
I got to kind of put this out here while we're, thinking about this. Anybody else think it's a little peculiar that, this is the second Vanessa? It's like,
oh shit.
Yeah.
That is
kind of
funny.
Yeah. Makes me easy to remember the names. My dad would do for that. Dude, my dad dated 5 Pams in a row, man. He married the 5th one. Yeah, 5 Pams in a row. Just to keep it easy. He didn't like to think too hard. I tried to imagine his pickup lines at the bar. Hey, my name's Dave. What's your name? Susan? Nope. Pass. Hey, my name's Dave. What's your name? Pam? Hey, what's going on? Yeah.
Damn, yeah, after yeah. five, I think the last one he could have called spam.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this my dad smoked lots of dope, so, you know, yeah, he's very, very lucky he remembers his own name, yeah. So, anyways, Walpurgisnacht. We're talking about Walpurgisnacht. Yeah, I want some people to call in. I want to, you know, I'd like to hear from somebody that is really opposed to the idea of Walpurgisnacht being a celebration for Satanists. I want to hear some, you know, somebody, you know, who's anti, you know, Anton LaVey, which is understandable. I mean, I understand being opposed to LaVey, especially if you, you know, have certain convictions as a Satanist. Just want to hear what you have to think. So 347-989-1371, why you wouldn't or why you were against Walpurgisnacht, and if what you would suggest, if you do think you should have to celebrate certain days, what you'd offer as an alternative. And if folks, you know, who do celebrate it, call in and tell us what it is that you do on that evening, if there's a certain thing you do. Like, we don't do rituals or anything. As a matter of fact, if we do have a party this year, I think this year we're going to do battle shots. We're going to set up a great big battleship board with little battles, you know, the battleship, you know, ships. And on each ship, instead of the little pegs you put, there's going to be a shot. So that's what we're going to do it in teams because we don't want anybody to die. But that might be the way we go. There's a call. Mm-hmm. All right. Hang on a second.
You know what, Jason? I vaguely remember getting into a drinking game with you once, and I didn't realize that you're like two of me. And although I consider myself a professional alcoholic, I didn't realize that somebody that's literally double my size could probably outdrink me. And I found out the hard way, so I'm not going to participate in that game.
Yeah, I'm a big boy. 256 area code. You're on the ooze. It's on your brain.
How y'all gentlemen doing tonight?
Doing good.
Yeah, the whole Walpurgisnacht thing, I say fuck it, man. Any reason to party is a reason to party.
Oh, it sounds like
that's pretty much how we feel about it.
I recognize this Alabama accent.
Oh, hell, my cover's been blown. I need to run.
Oh, no.
Well, if you look at a lot of the Christian holidays, they are pretty much ripped off from the pagans anyway.
Right.
So fuck it, you know, it's a reason to drink, it's a reason to, you know, get it on, have fun. Who cares what it truly means in my eyes, you know?
Right, right. You're less of an alcoholic if you have a reason to drink on that night. if you can sit there and say, no, we're celebrating this, which is why I have a full calendar where every day is a holiday for something. You know, oh, it's so-and-so's birthday, we're celebrating. So, good stuff.
Well, hey, why not, man? I mean, you might as well give, you know. Not just, well, I'm just going to drink. It's like, hey, my dog took a shit in the yard. Let's have a beer. Yeah,
dog took a shit in the yard to the house. It's time to drink.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I really don't see no problem with it. I'm sorry I couldn't be the anti-LaVey or the anti-LaVey call
right.
You wanted.
No, nothing. Yeah, we go, dude.
Oh, that's what I'm going to hop off the phone and let y'all continue. I'm going to sit here and drink and listen.
Awesome. Celebrate the news tonight. Awesome. Have a good
damn
one.
Right. Later.
Later. Well, you know, and sure. the arguments I've heard about, you know, not celebrating Walpurgisnacht is, of course, you know, that, first of all, that LaVey's a stooge, and anything LaVey has to say is bullshit, which, you know, there may be some truth to that. I don't know. But then, of course, that it is a Christian holiday that has been, you know, turned into something else. But like that guy said, it was a pagan holiday originally, but then, of course, the hardline Satanists would sit there and say, well, you know what, it's a pagan holiday, it's a Christian holiday, it's not a fucking Satanist holiday, so why do it? That, you know, Satanists don't do holidays. I've heard the, you know, as a Satanist, you're supposed to celebrate life, and that's every day, every minute, so why have a special fucking day? That's kind of the Jehovah's Witness way to go, I guess. I don't know. So we got about 15 minutes left, 347-989-1371. So you guys, I know that TC, what are you planning on doing? You know what? We got something planned, don't we? We got something special
yes,
coming up on Walpurgisnacht. Tell us about it, man.
Well, I mean, again, it's all pending the level of interest that's, you know, being put out there for this. But a suggestion was made a while back that the Ooze did a roast show. And I said we would do that on Las Vegas Stocks if we had enough people interested in doing it. So, I mean, as it stands right now, I know we're getting closer to it, and everybody that, well, runs in our circles are major fucking procrastinators and won't say anything to probably 10 seconds before the show anyways. But I have a feeling we're going to start getting more people who mention they're interested in doing this roast. If not, then we'll just roast all the asshats that didn't get interested in doing the roast. So one way or the other, we're going to have a nice cookout on Las Vegas Knox. That was, you know, kind of my idea, how to take and make fun of the tradition that's already happening. I mean, since my understanding of the holiday is that it has been celebrating countries like the Czech Republic for being the day that you burn the witches, and they actually like make these straw witches and light them up.
Hey, John.
So.
So like a wild night, we kind of cut loose and have a good time and call to attention, you know, the injustices, if you will. So we're gonna do a roast. Just out of curiosity, who do you have in mind? Who will you be roasting?
Well, to start with, I mean, I think I'm going to probably touch on a couple of the characters that are a little bigger philosophically than the other ones out there. The guys, there's a bunch of them that I've run around with over the past couple of years that are all pretty smart guys. And it'd be kind of fun to roast them because, well, most people don't get to roast them, so.
Well, that's kind of fucking cryptic.
Well, of course it's cryptic. I mean, I'm not going to, if I sit here and hold out the sign of who's who and what's what, then, I mean, it won't be nearly as much fun. And I got to honestly do something to get people to show up for this. So, I mean, fuck. Yeah, I'm sending smoke signals. That's it, man.
Right on. So who knows whose name is going to be called out on the roast show?
I think you guys, you know, to roast me, it takes like 5 seconds. You're drunk and you live with your mom and you're 35. Done. Okay. Next.
You hope. You hope. Challenge accepted. That's what I say to that. That you think that's it? Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just the kind of way I feel about it. There should be a cookout here one way or the other on the 30th
right
of
on.
April, man.
You know what, guys? You know what I would really like to do, man? And I know this is kind of like, you know, a fart in the wind, but I think eventually I would like to, like, you know, we'll have a central meeting place. Texas sounds good because it's, like, you know, in the center of the fucking country. Just to meet up, hang out, you know. Whether it's Halloween or whatever day it is. I think that would be cool, like, you know, when everybody gets, like, you know, all their pennies in order, we could take, like, you know, a few days off, come out there, like, rent out, like, a few hotel rooms in, like, some, like, fucking crackhead hotel, you know, and just, like, Axl Rose style, like, just fucking party it up. No?
Yeah, that would be cool if we could get everybody together. And yeah, it's just a matter of, you know, people having the will to do it. And if it ends up being like, if we do it sometime, you know, if it's only three or four of us, it's only three or four of us. If it's a couple dozen of us, it's a couple dozen of us. So I kind of have a little bit of advantage, you know, that I got I live here in Austin, so there's Tim here, there's Lehi. There are a couple other people running around that, you know, if you want to get together and do some shit as Satanists, they are available. And they are fun to hang out with. So always a good time. Other places, I know, Zach, you get out and you get around and see some of these guys. I'm trying to think of some of the dudes I've seen pictures of. There's the clown puppet. Why am I not thinking of this guy's name?
Trippy the clown.
Trippy the clown. Yeah, yeah. So shit like that. So yeah. TC though, he's all by himself out there in Florida. Well, you could go hook up with you know, see what Ron French is up to, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, Ron French. Yeah. You got a handful of theistic Satanists. Have a good time with it.
Yeah, thanks, Dix. Anyway, I mean, it is kind of strange. There must be something in the water here in Florida, because most of the Satanists that I know that are local, well, I just wouldn't hang out with. So, I mean, there are a bunch of dudes down in the Fort Myers area that I've met up with a bunch of times, and they're cool people. But for some reason, outside of that little group of folks, man, I mean, you got pole dancing muffin tops, and you got, you know, bald tree hugging, and I'm just fucking with you, Ron, sort of. You know, that's the kind of thing that you got going on here. I mean, I know I get at least one gay Satanist from Tampa a week that signs up to sin and tries to get me to meet up with them.
Oh, yeah.
Worship my cock in the name of Satan.
Yeah.
You know what we got down here in Southern California? Now, California is a big state, right? I know Florida is, too, and fucking Texas is the biggest, but so I'm just going to divide California in half and call it Southern California, Northern California. Just in Southern California, we got Dark Fool. We got Zier from 600 Club. Me, and there's like four or five others in the San Diego area. I mean, it's not quite as big as Austin for some reason. And, you know, it's interesting because I look at the Google Analytics at Cent, and it's what you would expect. The majority of users, not users, but people that hit the site, it's all population related. Like California is number one. Well, because there's 37 million people in California. And then there's, I think New York is number two, and then Texas is number three. But yeah, we find a central meeting place, you know, because, you know, I mean, you're extreme East Coast, D.C., I'm extreme West Coast. But, you know, Texas is, like, right there in the fucking center. I mean, get your cowboy hat and your boots on and have a fucking hoedown.
Oh, this is too rich. Sorry to kind of go sidetrack, but I just got to laugh. Jason, are you watching the chat room at all?
Yeah, I'm seeing this shit. We got us a troll, I guess. I don't know who this dude is, but he's desperate for attention.
It's the same dude who's got the 213 area code. It's the same asshat that's been trolling Sin for, like, I don't know, a month.
Really?
He's got a pair of double horns tattooed to the top of his head. He's hardcore gangster Satanist. Can't do anything but troll the internet.
Yeah, our friend Ivan the Terrible, but whatever the fuck
Satan
he goes by. Yeah. What? Let me say this to Ivan real quick. Ivan, if you're so superior to all of us and we're all just satanic posers, why don't you just go away? Why do you continue to follow the network and a radio show and whatever? Just fucking leave. Because good riddance. That's all I got to say.
Right.
Now I'm really I'm really disappointed. I was going to make up this story for the 213 area code, and to find out it's fucking Ivan.
But, I mean, dude, it's fine because he's, like, into being a tranny and he's got this little no-titted Mexi bitch that he's with. And, I mean, you might as well just go ahead and make up that story. You're doing the dude a favor, so.
Well, you know what's fucked up is I gave him the opportunity to speak his mind. You know, I had him fucking, I kept trying to get him to say something, you know, whoever it was. I didn't give a shit. Say whatever the fuck you want to say. It's kind of, you know, just pussy to lurk. You know, just to sit there, to call in because you can't afford a fucking computer, you can't afford to fucking log in or whatever, and you're just going to just lurk on your phone. And then when you get hung up on, you call back in, figure out when you're not fucking wanted, I guess. It's like Zach's saying, and that's the big thing that makes me scratch my head. We all suck so bad, yet you're here listening to us. We all suck so bad. Hey, you come running to us, asking us questions and wanting to know what the fuck we're doing. You challenge us. So we must be the standard that you strive to hit. If we're not at that standard, we're not the level you're trying to get to, if you're beyond us, then you give a shit. I don't fucking walk around the ants that I see and give them shit about what they're doing or whatever. I just step over them. So if that's the case, you know, if you got something to fucking say, get on the fucking phone and say it. Otherwise, why bother? Otherwise, you know, you're somebody we're gonna make fun of, basically. You're somebody we're gonna talk shit about because it's easy, and we're lazy. So there you go.
We got Jeanette on the line, man. If you want to pull her on.
Okay, let me go ahead and pull her on.
Okay. While you're pulling on it, can I ask one of you guys, if I shave my head again, will you give me some real, like, you know, tattoo devil horns on my head so that I can be a real Satanist like him?
Yeah, because that's what it takes to be a real Satanist, right? Trolling websites that nobody wants you on.
This is what I'm going to do. The first 1 year that I'm tattooing, like as soon as I hit the studio floor and I'm good to go, anybody who wants a pair of devil horns tattooed onto the top of their head, I'll do it for free. Anybody. So that's 1 year from the day that I hit that floor on, I will do the devil horns. That way that dude Venom or Ivan or whatever his name is can have an army of dudes like him.
Do I have to get them on my head? I prefer to get them on each side of my penis. I mean, because that would really make you a real true Satanist.
Branding is the only thing I'll do in that area.
Oh, okay. Well, you wear gloves, right? Oh, okay, I see. You get all like weird, like, you know. Okay, I see.
I just don't have a big enough pair of forceps to do anything else, dude. Do you want to kick this out a little bit since we haven't even gotten into Jeanette's call yet?
You want to roll the show a little bit longer?
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna do that. I'll do that. So
okay.
Go ahead. Talk on, man.
Hey, Jeanette, what do you got going on?
Not much. I think it's funny the amount of trolls lately has been rather amusing.
It's all one dude. I mean, he's just got this, like, macro hard-on for all of us. And it's just ridiculous. I used to have some respect for him, but now it's just another pathetic ghetto piece of trailer trash that can't fucking get me off of his mind. I mean, by definition, this is exactly what I think of when I think of the term mindfuck.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is that I liked the guy. I never did. I never really disliked him. But at this point, I'm just kind of amazed. You know, it's like, you know, you kind of went crazy on the forums. You got kicked off for decent reasons every time. And now you're just going to troll us for shits and giggles. Like, this is what you do with your life, you know? Why don't you go actually, I don't know, do some of that shit you're writing on the forums?
Well, you know, that's the thing that kind of blows my mind about this, dude, is that, you know, you talk about your standards. You talk about how you actually broke away. Now, this is the thing, though. I guess to be a real Satanist, you have to be forced into homelessness. You have to be forced into drug use and everything else. It's not a matter of choice with this guy. But if it is, if he's sitting there saying it's about his choice and him doing what he wants to do and him saying fuck society and everything else, well, then why is he being manipulated by us? You know, why do we set the forum, do we set the stage, and he's got to come to us? You know, do your own thing. If you're that much of a man, that much of a Satanist, get out there and do your own fucking thing. Or, you know, in Jeanette's case, if you're that much of a badass chick, get out there and do your own thing. And he's not, I don't see him. I'm in the big chat room. I don't see him in the big chat room anymore. But apparently he's listening to the 213.
Wow. Send me
his number in a PM. I'm going to call this motherfucker up.
We had I had one last night, and I don't know if anybody missed that, but I thought that was hysterical because that was an intelligent one. And anyways, it said that 80% of the users on Sin wouldn't know what a logical fallacy is without Wikipedia and Google. I'm basically called 80% of people on the site pseudo-intellectuals, and they've been there for 4 days. And the only thing they've really posted is in one thread that they lost a battle with Auto Diabolic to over materialism. Yeah, that's one I had last night. I was like, who are you? Why are you bringing this potential shit to the table? You haven't proven yourself enough to make a statement like that.
I haven't been able to really follow the drama on Sin. Who is that? Who did that?
That was a WSA 352-er, I'm pretty sure. What was funny, though, was that they wound up, like, after this went on for a few minutes, they finally said that they just, like, issued a bunch of personal insults and told me that they were going to stay on there and toy with me because I didn't know when to stop until I deleted their account. Well, this is what they said. So I'm in the middle of responding. While I was in the middle of responding, they deleted their own account. I was like, oh, you fucking bitch, because you just made it look like I did it when I didn't do it. I was like, ah, you know. I was like, no, I'm ready to argue with you now. Let's go. Yeah.
Well, you know, real quick, Jason, let me touch on this because this is kind of noteworthy mm-hmm. mentioning. Our friend, the Assistimus, said 6 months into Sin, and now it's pushing 2 years. He said 6 months into Sin, he goes, your network's going to collapse. this is bullshit. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you know, it's been almost 2 years now, and there's about somewhere between 5 and 10 new users joining every day. When I say joining, I don't mean that like an organization, but you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's rolling downhill and it's increasing speed. And so all these naysayers like, your network sucks. Oh, it's not intellectually stimulating enough. Oh, fuck. You know, okay, whatever. So, you know, because, you know, for every one person that leaves, there's 20 more that join. So, you know, granted, I mean, there was kind of a protest, kind of a march out from, the 600 Club moderators. You know, we all know who these people are. And, you know, I understand why, but at the same time, it's like, you know what? Honestly, I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit anymore. Mm-hmm. It's like, granted, I like a lot of these people, but at the same time, okay, so you leave and then 20 more people join. Okay, so what are you saying? This place is intellectually stimulating enough? And yeah, there does come an issue between quality and quantity, but at the same time, it's like all these people usually come back. That's all I'm going to say. And it's
right.
That's
the point I would make. That would be the point I would make, is that if it sucks so bad, if you hate it, if it's not intellectually stimulating enough, why are you there and why do you come back? I mean, you talk about Derek. Exactly. He was, you know, he's been in and out. He's been talking shit about Sin, and he keeps popping back in. Why? Because it's where shit's going on. He sets up his own kind of, you know, forum, exactly like what you got going on in Sin, and it's struggling, right? And then the other thing is, to these idiots that go, oh, you know, I don't like the content. It's not to the standard that I think it should be at. Well, then step up and make some shit happen. If you think it could be better, you could make it better. It's a content-driven forum.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exactly right. I mean, like, I you know, that's my perspective on it, is that, like, if you want the content to get better, start posting stuff. And posting a bunch of stuff, bitching about the site, is just going to piss off most of the users on the site. And the thing with Sin, too, is that it's different than most of the other formats out there, because it's a social network. So it has some, like, Facebook-like things going on. And I enjoy that aspect of it quite a bit, actually. You know, and I think that other people, you know, I don't know, think it's like, I don't know, like that's always the vibe I've got, is that is they say it's not intellectually stimulating, but I don't think that's it. I think they don't think it's classy enough because of those Facebook-like elements, which are the thing that actually draw me to the place.
I'd say if you got an expectation of how a group of Satanists should behave and it doesn't mm-hmm. hold up to it, well, you kind of set yourself up on autofail there, because it's, I mean, you just can't figure one way or the other the way that these people are going to behave, so.
Yep. Oh, exactly.
Well,
exactly.
I'm sorry, well, Jeanette. Another thing is, like, a lot of people make a comparison between Sin and 600 mm-hmm. Club, right? And I love 600 Club. Like, there's only two networks I use, this Sin and 600 Club. And it's like 600 Club has had 12 or 13 years to refine the thing.
you know, and they're very heavily moderated, you know, and that's not kind of how I want this place to be, you know. It's like, I want this place to be, I don't remember who said it, maybe it was Dan Dredd, but I'd like it to be like a biker bar. Just people would come and hang
out, you know.
That's
Tim is hardcore.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right. Tim was the one that said that. My favorite Christian.
Yeah,
pretentiousness in a big vocabulary does not necessarily win arguments. And that's why I think they don't like the ones that are calling for a higher intellectual standard, is that just because you're pretentious and just because you have, you're verbose, just because you have a vocacious vocabulary, yeah, I got it, doesn't mean necessarily that you're going to be right. Doesn't mean that your argument is going to be the most valid. And what they find is in sin is that you're dealing with, you know, you're dealing with people from all levels. And, you know, while, you know, while they might not be the most cultured people in the room, they have a brain in their head, and they might be able to shut you down with the way they think and the way they, you know, express themselves. And if you can't hang, well, then, you know, find some fucking place else to be. But hopefully, you know, if you don't like the way things are going in Tiny Chat or whatever, well, then write a blog, post in the forum, whatever, and handle your shit there.
Right on. I mean, honestly, I think Sin should start handing out membership kits. It should be a box of tissues and a tube of fucking Preparation H.
Yeah, well, see, that's my whole thing, is that, like, I'm not, you know, and I'll admit that right off the bat. I'm working on my vocabulary and things like that, but, you know, I think in an unusual way. I wouldn't say that I'm particularly, like, highly intelligent or highly well-educated, but I think in a way that works well at Sin. And, like I like 600 Club quite a bit, too. It's the only other one that I use. But with that place, I've always felt slightly uncomfortable because I feel like I'm, you know, it's one of those things where, like, I have the worst habit of, if something makes me feel kind of stupid, I try to stay away from it. And that's kind of how I feel at 600 Club. And it's not that it's a bad thing. I mean, their stuff's refined to a certain level, but it's not a social network, which is the main difference.
Let me tell you something. I have an enormous vocabulary, and you know what fucking good it's been me? None. Not a bit of fucking good. I could have gotten everything that I have gotten without having half the fucking vocabulary that I have. So...
Well, you guys remember Nagasiba, right? AKA Noctifer. He had a great vocabulary, and he could spill a bunch of fucking word soup all over the goddamn place and still not make any fucking sense. I mean,
right? That's the point I would make, is that if you're out there using, you know, every 50-cent word you can pull out of your pocket, and nobody understands you, nobody knows what the fuck you're saying. I called Nagasiba on that a couple of times. You know, can you actually speak to the people you're speaking to? Can you actually speak to your audience? Because it doesn't matter how loquacious you are. It doesn't matter how well you use your words. If people don't understand what it is you're saying, then it doesn't matter. Your message is lost.
Yeah, I would agree with that, man. And many people have called them on that before. You know, you talk much about nothing, basically. And,
right,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, maybe you can string, you know, a couple words in that are like, you know, five or six syllables long. But honestly, at the end of the day, nobody really gives a shit because what you're talking about doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, I think that's something we should try to raise funds for, is the Sin Official Membership Kit. Box of tissues and a tube of preparation.
Does that mean that I gotta like send like pictures of my cock out to people? Is that included in the membership package?
But that hasn't happened, Zach. You have to send pictures of your cock out continuously.
Is there anybody that hasn't gotten a picture of your cock yet, Zach? That's my question.
I
can remedy that situation.
A dude gets random. He gets drunk and starts random fucking picture texting his cock to people. So I'm just saying.
Uh,
Anyway, okay, so we got dead silence. I guess Zach's talk was a little too uncomfortable for everybody. We'll move on.
So, yeah, if you want to call in 347-999-1371, we were talking about what Purgus knocked, and all this is related. Everything we've said tonight is related. The person that can figure out how it's related, maybe we'll give you a little prize or whatever. So you send us an email or something telling us how everything was related to the topic tonight, Walt Purgus knocked, and we'll think of something. Maybe get you one of those Sin starter kits or whatever. I'm in the chat room trying to figure out why the hell I can't post anything.
You're logged in as Jason Sorrell for some reason, dude, not the host.
Yeah.
So that means that
go ahead, dude.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I bounced out.
Yeah, well, you had to assign back in as the Ooze, and I'm actually the Ooze instead of clicking the co-host box or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Fuck it. Somebody said they couldn't hear what I was saying or whatever, and so they missed some brilliant shit. That's all I can say about all that. anyways... Jeanette, what are your plans for a Walt Purgus knock, or do you even bother with anything for the April 30th evening?
Oh, shoot. I celebrate every holiday if I can. If it's
right
a holiday, I celebrate it. I don't really care. Anything's an excuse to celebrate. I don't know. I haven't really thought about it this year.
Okay. Right on. What did you do last year? Did you do anything last year?
No, last year I hung out. I was in Sin Chat with y'all. Yeah.
Oh, right on.
I remember the whole thing.
You do?
Yeah,
I don't. That's good.
So something else has kind of crossed my mind. For those Facebookers that are, you know, connected to a little group of Satanists that we run around, did anybody see Allison Jones' head shaving pictures?
No way. Did she shave her head?
It's bald, dude. Nothing compares.
Wow.
That's all I can say. Nothing compares.
Sinead O'Connor.
And someone
needs
to mail her a picture of the Pope to burn. And
when I get back inside, I'm going to post that video on her page because God knows. You know, and if she's listening right now, I don't know if she's in here, but stop fucking tagging me in motherfucking stupid pictures. All right. I'm serious. It's like, you know, I got like the pictures I want to show on my Facebook, and then like I log in the next day and there's like three new ones that are like run over by Allison. And they're like, you know, slime and octopuses and stupid shit.
Dude, she's a Facebooking motherfucker. That's all I got to say. That's it. And I would be interested to find out what the hell that huge scar is on the back of her head. I mean, there's like a scar that wraps all the way around. I'm thinking lobotomy. I mean, I got to know, man.
That's where I splatter her with my penis, to tell you the truth. Truth must be known.
That could be it. I mean, there's got to be a story to that scar, you know? And it might explain a bunch of shit, so.
Maybe that's where Venger sliced her open and put an octopus in her brain.
That could be it, too. Wow,
well,
that show has gone in every direction. And it's still all related to Walt Purgus Knox, so I think we're doing good.
It's still all tied in.
Oh shit! So, yeah, I just had that throw that out there, man. That shot the fuck out of me today. I logged into my Facebook page, and that was like the first thing on my wall. I was like, "Oh my god!" I kind of jumped off the couch. You can ask my old lady.
You know what I don't understand, Jen? Are you still in the room?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, this is what I understand. Okay, I'm looking at the pictures of Allison head shaved. One of the pictures she took is she's got the camera at an angle above her head. Okay, so the camera's like looking down. the internet is replete with images of women taking these pictures from above themselves. It's
yes.
Like, you know, while I recognize that usually I prefer to see my women at blowjob height, I'm wondering what it is that the women think is going on there. What are they trying to do with that angle? Or what are they trying to show, or what are they trying to hide? What's going on?
It obscures a large part of the body. That particular angle, I think a lot of women perceive it as making them look really, really good because it's hiding a lot of their flaws. Like, I don't know. I've seen a lot of rather overweight women try that trick, you know, to kind of hide what's, you know, underneath their boobs, so to speak. So they go from above, so you get this weird shot that's all boobs. Yeah.
I see. So it's another lie being told by women. I understand.
Yes, exactly.
All right. I just wondered. And then she's right there, right along with them, you know, doing the thing where, you know, she's taking the picture from above. I didn't know if it was some cutesy thing, like the duck face thing. I don't understand that either. But cool.
Yeah, I don't know about that either. I don't know.
So I only put another 30 minutes on the show tonight. It sounds like we're grinding down. 347-989-1371. If you want to call in and share your thoughts on what Perkis knocked, you know what? Just for shits and giggles, 213's on the hook here. I went ahead and opened up their mic. So if they want to, you know, step up to the plate, because I don't know, maybe I'm hoping against hope. I'm not convinced that's Ivan. Maybe I'm wrong. So if they want to go ahead and say something and confirm one way or the other. Otherwise, you know, I will go ahead and continue with my narrative of the chick who calls in because, and you know what, this is probably kind of right about Ivan too, you know, calling in because he just thinks we sound so sexy on the internet and, you know, he's having his little fantasies,
yeah,
rubbing his horns and shit. So 213 area code, going once. All right. So we're going to drop him back on mute. So whatever. Enjoy your fun time there on your phone. I hope it's burning through your minutes. So let's see. We ended up canceling a show tonight, or not canceling a show, but changing the show topic tonight. We were going to do. I had this thought in my head about doing weird science, talking about, you know, government research grants and programs and everything else that are just for stupid shit, like the mating, you know, area of hummingbirds or some shit. I decided that would be boring as all fuck, so that's why we jumped on this particular topic for this evening. Next weekend, we're going to be talking about, next Sunday, we'll be talking about Satanists and aliens, and the idea
Ooh.
That Satan, for particular groups of Satanists, and not just Satanists, I should say, but different religious groups, different philosophical groups, Satan is treated as an alien being. Maybe not just Satan by himself, maybe also a whole other host of deities. But the idea that Satan is an alien, how it's expressed by these different groups or whatever, maybe goofing on it, maybe not. But, you know, just talking about all that. So if you want to tune in next Sunday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're going to be talking about Satan as an alien being. So instead of just a, you know, spiritual concept or whatever, but an actual flesh and blood extraterrestrial.
I actually just made a discovery that I have to announce here on the air. Do you you guys remember the Christmas prank show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jason, do you remember
that? Yeah, I think so.
That's 213 phone number right there.
Yeah.
I had that person logged in my notes as being the one that we called back and, first we harassed them by being FBI agents. And then Jeanette actually got them with the I'm pregnant thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, and now he's a loyal listener to the show. That's awesome.
Oh,
that's
sure. That's awesome.
That's winning your audience.
Just,
that's what that is.
I just went and dug out my show's notes from back there, and lo and behold, that there was the phone number sitting right there.
They're hooked.
thanks, Facebook, man.
We trolled somebody, and now they're all about listening to the Ooze. That's awesome. They were the gift that keeps on giving. We're like the herpes of the internet. It's awesome.
The story that actually kind of goes with that, man, is they were trolling us before. So that's why I started trolling them.
Right on, right on. And now they just love to tune in, and we're stimulating them intellectually. It's awesome.
Yes.
So... let's see here. Oh, somebody, they picked up on in the chat room. Yeah, we're going to be talking about next weekend. Zach posted Enki. Yeah, we'll be talking about Enki. We're going to be talking about the Joy of Satan, that type of organization. We're going to be talking about the Raelians, I think is what they call themselves, the Process organization from way back when, all that shit. So tune in next Sunday.
Right on. Cool.
I don't know, man. We got about 10 minutes left. Anything you want to throw out there last 10 minutes that going on? Like, how's the friendship going, man?
Good, man. I'm actually I'm scheduled to go on to do my first tattoo under supervision. I was supposed to have done it a week ago Friday, this past Friday, but it didn't happen. And then this past week has just been strange. Like, I've been putting out some really good stuff, but for whatever reason, John hasn't wanted to do that again. I think he's just been a little too under the gun with the other stuff that he's got going on to actually, like,
sure,
pause for 2 hours so I can tattoo this dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's a hard thing still, from what I understand about doing a mentorship is, you know, every once in a while you have to stop doing what you're doing to go chill out with, you know, somebody else and watch them do their thing. So you're not making any money really while that's going on, unless your apprentice is paying you. So awesome, man. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing that work online.
It should be cool, man. It should be cool. It's weird. I get so into, like, doing the shading and shit like that that it takes me a really long time to finish a tattoo. I'm, like, surprised. I'm, but fuck, man, that thing's 3.5-4 inches around. It took me all damn day. What the hell? Looks three-dimensional,
awesome.
But...
Right on, right on. Well, you'll pick up speed as you get going. Especially, you know, the techniques start to become second nature and everything. I know that Tim's listening in the chat room. I know Tim's listening in the chat room. He'd like it if I would go a little bit faster, I'm sure. yeah. So he's like,
very specific about how I want the shading and everything to be. I'm surprised at how much of my artistic nature has kind of already moved into it here, and I'm looking forward to being really good. So,
right on, right on. So, Jeanette, what's going on with you?
Now I'm responding. At the moment, I'm responding to Gene, the Christian troll of Trent. That's all.
Okay, right on, right on. I'm still waiting on my proof of the my first copy of the adult coloring book for adults. So I'm waiting on that to show up so I can review it and then release it to the world. And a bunch of people on FetLife are waiting on it as well. So just waiting on the postman to make the delivery and shit. Kind of excited about it, getting that collection out. And now I'm starting to think about what to do next. I know I've got some more writing to do. I've been laying off the blogs and laying off the YouTube stuff for a little while, so I want to get back into that. But the artwork's really kind of been preoccupying my mind, too. There's something else I'm thinking about doing is I know I've talked about this before, about showing up at one of the local coffee shops and either hanging out, talking, philosophy, or whatever. And some advice I've been giving my daughter, who's interested in art, is one of the things she should do to get herself out there is to go to a local coffee shop on a regular basis and just sit and draw. Just hang out, have some artwork going, and just do her thing so that people can see her doing her thing and kind of, you know, maybe take an interest in what's going on. And I thought, well, fuck, if this is good advice for her, well, then, you know, it should be good advice for me. And she hasn't gone out to do it yet, so I think I'm going to set the example. And it wouldn't be, it'd be Monday nights, and it would probably be it for those folks in Austin. It would be Monday nights and be at Epoch, probably, at least to start. And it won't be for a couple of weeks, but that's coming. That's on my itinerary, is to be at Epoch in the evenings, hanging out for at least 3 hours and just sitting there drawing.
Right on. That sounds cool. Sounds real cool. I've kind of had in mind this idea of doing a Hindu pantheon and paintings. I've kind of done some, I've done some drawings. Like I did a drawing of Kali. I think you've seen that one uploaded to Facebook. But then I also did another little drawing of Ganesha. And just recently completed my version of Shiva on the front of my altar. And I've just been kind of thinking about going through and trying to capture as many of the deities in the Hindu pantheon as is possible. I mean, there are so many gods, it's ridiculous. So I don't know if I'll ever get through them all, but I thought it would be kind of cool if I, you know, did a little run like that in paintings.
Right on, man. That does sound cool.
Yeah, so.
It's awesome, man. I think that would be really cool. It'd be cool to have that series, you know. So it's not only, I'm thinking marketing mode. You know, you got the paintings done and everything else, and the great art cards. People could have them for like little devotional things or whatever, or just collect them and everything. So yeah, that'd be cool. So we only got about 4 minutes left. Unless somebody calls in 347-999-1371. By the way, we are offering that advertising space. I don't want to run the commercial tonight, but I will run it Tuesday.
All they got to do is listen to the first 10 minutes of the show, and it's in there. So.
Okay. Yeah. So if you're interested in having a special message put on the image reel that you're looking at on the page there, with the images flashing by, you'd like to put something there. We got really good rates for that. We're also willing to take on ads for the show during the show. So if you want to say something to our trolls, we'll go ahead and take your money to let you do that. That's pretty much it. As far as, you know, advertising and views, that'll help offset the cost of doing the show. And thank you very much. I don't know. I'm trying to think of what else we got going on. Oh, Tuesday night. Rotten Biohazard and I kind of kicked off on this whole Trayvon Martin thing. The shooting and everything else. And I'm of the opinion that it's a couple of douchebags who ran into each other. The evidence that has come out since, of course, is leading me more to think that the Zimmerman dude, you know, shot some kid because he could. Not so much, you know, self-defense or anything, any of that bullshit. But, it's coming more and more that way. So we're going to be spending another hour talking about racism Tuesday night. And basically, I think it's in Rotten's head that we're going to talk about different ways, different answers for it, different ways to deal with it. And of course, you know, we think really fucked up about politics and society and everything else, so I'm sure it'll involve, you know, the slaughter of millions, I'm sure. So tune in Tuesday night to see what our plans for the world, how to end racism and make it all, you know, peaceful, one person at a time. Find out. Rambling.
Right on. With all that, man, let's get the hell out of here.
All right, fuck it, man. Have a good night. Later.